Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This week on AK, Turkish Delights. The Republic of Turkey is about as far as you can go from Alaska. The country of nearly 80 million people straddles the edges of Europe and Asia, with a Mediterranean climate and a rich history as the seat of both the Byzantine and Ottoman empires. So not a lot of parallels with Alaska. But both places have food and dance at the center of their cultural traditions. Engin Kilic is sharpening a long knife next to a leg-sized cone of meat rotating near a flame.
Makes it sharper. Gets dull very easily.
Kilic, whose last name coincidentally means sword, is slicing thin strips of meat and heaping it onto a pillowy flatbread. It's a dish called donat, which started out as an inexpensive street food, almost like the Turkish equivalent of a hot dog truck, but has spread around the globe. The meat here is layers of beef and lamb, pressed together and marinated for a full day.
As it cooks, as you can see, like it's dripping, all that fat is dripping, so it keeps the whole meat very moist.
Kilic taught himself how to make donat out of curiosity. It's a bit of a kitchen hobby for him. He's plating the food up as part of a sold-out cultural event on a recent weekend night in Anchorage. It's an evening of food, belly dancing, and a documentary by a sociology professor.
If someone had told me 23 years ago that one day I would live in Alaska, I would never have believed that.
Professor Zeynep Kilic grew up in Ankara, but got her doctorate in the U.S. A few years ago, Kilic moved to Anchorage for a job at UAA to be closer to her brother Engin, the same amateur chef who's making donar ahead of the screening. In the film, Professor Kilic uses her own experience as an immigrant missing Turkish cuisine as a doorway into the country's phenomenally complex culinary traditions.
I just realized that my scholar self was a very critical, like food imperialism and, you know, racialization of ethnic food. And then my regular self in the kitchen was like, hi, baklava, yay, you know.
For years, Kilic would invite friends over or cook, and people would ask questions about the food she was making. So she'd give an answer.
And then there was all this like, oh my God, I'm telling people all this stuff about Turkish cuisine, but I don't know anything about it. I just know what my mom showed me, and then, you know, middle class existence in a city. And people treat as if your word is the last word, if you're the only Turkish person they know.
Kilic's film looks at restaurants and foods around Istanbul, Turkey's enormous, sprawling cultural capital. She looks at the historical and class dimensions of different foods and where they fit into the ways people come together to eat. The setting is Turkey, but it's the kind of curiosity and awareness about food that she thinks can be applied anywhere.
For me, it's not just about Turkish food. If anybody around the table can start thinking about, like, really, what does my table represent? You know, is this about me being Jewish and eating, you know, kosher food? Or is this about me being Muslim and eating halal food? Or is this about Alaskan, being Alaskan and eating the fish that I fished last summer? You know, I think that those are universal questions.
After the documentary ends, there's another round of belly dancing. In an elaborate costume with colorful swirling veils, jangling metal talismans, and flashes of bare flesh, the main dancer's hips ricochet back and forth in time with a rapid drum. It's like watching the choreography to a music video, but with muscle movements that I didn't even know existed. The performance is led by Rabia Duddy, who arrived in Anchorage a decade and a half ago after growing up and studying dance in Turkey.
It's not a burlesque. It's not a ballet. It is a truly phenomenal dance form that you become a live instrument on stage.
Like a lot of immigrants, Duddy acutely missed the things that were commonplace in her home culture. So she made a little sliver of Anatolia in Anchorage, teaching belly dance, which was a challenge. For example, figuring out how to put highly specific bodily movements in the language, and a different language, no less.
Omuzatma, omuzatma, meaning, you know, shoulder shimmy, or it's the accent, shoulder accent. It took me a while.
Duddy says there's only about 50 Turks living in Anchorage, and she knows most, if not all of them. She's the one who organized the event tonight, part of an initiative she undertook just a few years ago to bring Turks together and expose more people in Alaska to Turkish culture. The night is bittersweet. It's one of the last gatherings Duddy's putting on before she and her family move out of state.
I'm not prepared. I mean, it's emotional, and I'm hoping they continue to connect with each other. I'm hoping continue to dance, and I'm hoping continue to, you know, have gatherings like this.
But for now, as guests file out and the last desserts are scraped from their trays, Jetty says she feels accomplished with how many people came to eat, learn, and watch a little belly dancing.